Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the radio audience.
The warmth that comes out of the sound of vinyl just doesn't compare to anything else.
The biggest thing to me is vinyl is something tangible. You actually own it. You know, as opposed to streaming something, you actually own that record, and something happens when that needle hits the record that's sonic.
There's a bigger appreciation for what's on the actual record versus just being able to punch anything up digitally.
Sounds, Visuals, and Music Podcast, with an emphasis on jazz, funk, soul, and hip hop. Welcome back to another episode of the Sounds Visual Radio spin-off series, How Deep Is Your Crate?, where we talk to DJs, producers, beatmakers, composers, and musicians about some of their favorite records. On this episode, Joey Altruda, a musician, composer, producer, and bandleader. Altruda holds a wide interest in genres including Americana, Afro-Cuban, Jamaican, Brazilian, and Exotica. Throughout his musical trajectory thus far, the music he collects has always pushed him forward into learning how to perform and create in these various idioms. All right, let's talk to Joey Altruda and take a peek inside his crates.
Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, the big beat with, like I had mentioned, Lee Morgan, Wayne Shorter, Bobby Timmons on the piano, and Jimmy Merritt on the bass. And, you know, the song Dat Dare and Lester Left Town. And, it, you know, I mean, what incredible, incredible music that is. It's music that just never seems to get old. Another one is Descargas in Miniature by Cachao, recorded in 1957 on the Panart label. This was the thing. Like, I had been playing the bass since I was 18, but had kind of put it to the side for several years while I was formally studying guitar. But by the time I was 25, I heard this. Someone in New York had found it and given it to me. And it's what made me just put the guitar down and, like, put the bass back in my hands again. You know, it was in a descarga is basically a Cuban jam session of a small group comprised of people that were playing in big bands in the nightclubs in Havana, and they would get together on their own and do these little jam sessions, you know. And what I was told, you know, recently was actually that this record was quite controversial in its time. First of all, they call it Cuban jam sessions in miniature, descargas in miniature, because they're just like 3-minute versions of very structured little jam sessions, and each one features a certain person in the band. But it was quite controversial because it was, I guess, it was bohemian music. It was a real beboppers kind of, if you will, jazz and Latin hard, just hardcore coolness, you know, that you had to be on the cutting edge of as a listener to understand and dig it. You know, it took many years for it to catch up. And that was a game changer. Como mi ritmo no hay da. Como mi ritmo no hay da. Como mi ritmo no hay da. Thank you. El Gran Feove, Volume 1 on RCA, was a great game changer for me because it was same thing, very controversial in its time. El Gran Feove was a Cuban who had moved from Cuba to Mexico in 56, and he put jazz together with Cuban rhythms incredibly, and scat sings like Ella Fitzgerald in Spanish. Okay, just the coolest thing you can imagine, which led me to actually producing his very last record. He popped out of the vinyl. We became close friends, and there's a documentary coming out about that, but I'll talk about that in a little bit. But El Gran Feove.
Venga a gozar con el nuevo compa que te brinda mi ritmo. Y verás que te divierte con su cadencia que es armoniosa. Puede bailar y gozarlo porque mi negra no te sofoca. Ven a bailar, ven a gozar mi china, mi nuevo ritmo para vacilar.
Ven a bailar, ven a gozar,
con mi nuevo ritmo. Pégale, 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 pégale.
Of course, the Wailing Wailers, the first actual LP on the Studio One label, 1965. It's a compilation of singles produced by Sir Coxone Dodd. And, you know, it features, you know, the different Wailers on different lead vocals. And it was at a time when it was before Bob Marley and the Wailers. It was years before. It was before Lee Scratch Perry produced them. And it's just a hard ska influenced by the Drifters and the Coasters and doo-wop and backed by members of the Scatolites. I mean, it's just an incredible thing that I never get sick of, you know. It, as many times as you listen to these records, like, you're always going to just fall in love with it all over again as soon as you drop the needle on it, you know. And so I found that record. I had heard cuts from it. But I found the record in San Francisco in about 88, and that was a huge, huge game changer. There's a record called Joe Kane by a guy named Joe Kane called Latin Explosion, which is, also has Cachao on it, and it's got some great things. I mean, Chocolates on trumpet, and it's just so well done. You know, that was a very hard record to find for years until it finally got reissued. Another great record is Lenny Andrade, Estamos Ahí, all right? It means we're there. It's kind of a slang expression. It's a Brazilian album from 1965, and Lenny Andrade is like a kind of like a vibe of Carmen McRae in Portuguese, and the orchestrations are, most of them are by a, like a 22-year-old Yumir Diodato, and this stuff is so good.
Vai cantar, nosso samba é demais. Bossa nova vai mostrar que pode arrasar. Se falar de sol, de amor, de mar e luar, e de gente que cantando faz, gente que só tem na alma paz e amor. E pro mundo todo vai mostrar então que a bossa nova cresce. E a bossa nova vence, e a nossa bossa vale, estamos aí. E pro mundo todo vai mostrar então que a bossa...
Acabou Chorare by Novos Baianos, where they're putting together rock with traditional Brazilian instruments and styles. And I mean, it was the first record of its kind. It was cited by Rolling Stone Brazil as one of the most important records of MPB. It came out in 1972. I mean, that record, you could just keep listening to it over and over and over. Cerebro Electrónico by Gilberto Gil means the electric brain. Oh my God, that record is insanely cool as far as like Tropicália, Brazilian psychedelia. You know, there's a twofer album that's still pretty cheap to buy when you find it. It's on the Buddha label by Ayrto. I think it's called The Very Best of Ayrto and Flora Purim, okay? And it's a twofer, it's a repackaging of two Ayrto albums that come out in like 70 and 71. That shit is dope, okay? I mean, the Brazilians really did hippie better than anybody else in the world, as far as I'm concerned. They really did this whole psychedelic thing that was influenced by things like the Amazon and the jungle and ayahuasca, probably. I mean, it's really incredible stuff. Tintin Deo by James Moody with Chano Pozo. They did four sides on the Blue Note label in 48, right before Chano Pozo was killed. Tintin Deo is like just such a gorgeous, gorgeous piece of music.
Minera que yo te canto esta rumba mía. Oye, minera que yo te canto esta rumba mía. Esta es la rumba. Oh, Tintin Deo, esta es la rumba. Oh, tin, tin, de. Oh, ro, ro, tin, 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 de. Oh, ro, ro, tin, 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 de. Oh, tin, tin, de.
Sounds Visual Radio is a production of Sounds Visual Media. All past episodes of the podcast can be found archived anytime at soundsvisualradio.com. Follow us on Instagram at Sounds Visual Media and on Facebook at Sounds Visual PDX. And lastly, the email for the podcast is soundsvisualradio@gmail.com.